We're going to start recording again. John and Ben. All right, we have a quorum. So, Mr. May, just to fill you in, as you know, I'm not on this commission, so I am just going to kick you off. And I will entertain a motion for a chairman. Does anyone have a motion for a chairman?
I'd make a motion for Justice Annabelle Tuck.
Second.
Okay. All in favor? Aye. All opposed?
I'll vote for myself.
You can vote for yourself. It's okay. Show some confidence.
Well, go forward. Move forward.
There we go. All right. Then I will acknowledge that Justice Tuck is now chairman of this commission and will take over the meeting from here. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for the confidence of my fellow commissioners. Thank you.
Lean in.
Yes, yeah. I am learning that as the president of another organization, having to speak into the mic all the time. First of all, thank you to the Secretary of State, the auditor, and staff for getting this organized. There was a question about who should call the meeting because the amendment is not exactly clear when you don't have a chair. So I just want to point out for the record that we will need to have an appointment made to replace Mr. Banks, and that has not been done yet. For the record, myself, Mr. Jonathan Rogers, Ms. Jan Zimmerman, and Mr. Tommy May are present, and I'll declare that a quorum. Now we go to, after the election of the chairperson, we go to the election of the vice chairperson, and I will entertain a motion for that.
Madam Chairman, I'd like to nominate Tommy May.
Second.
Do you accept the nomination, Mr. May?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I have your phone number.
Well, I don't know if under the Freedom of Information Act we can have private conversations. But anyway, I'm going to call the vote then. All in favor of Mr. Tommy May as vice chair?
Aye.
Aye. And you can vote for yourself, Tommy, to make it legal.
He didn't want to.
Okay. Now, our last meeting was a little less than a year ago, and we had the meeting here on November the 17th. The minutes are included in your packet, and we were at that time discussing having presentations concerning information we had requested. We had presentations by Mary Garrity of BLR, Dr. Scott Graves of the AOC, and Roy Ragland, Chief of Staff, and Buddy Johnson, House Parliamentary. This was really background information for us on the duties of all the personnel that are involved in requesting salaries, increases. We've never had a salary decrease request. In any event, and also just to note, our last meeting when we, September the 9th, when we increased the general to the General Assembly per diem and mileage. So what I'm going to ask is for a motion to approve the draft minutes of November 17th, 2021.
Madam Chairman, I so move.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So I'll deem the minutes of the last meeting approved. Now, We are commissioned by the amendment to, as just mentioned by the Auditor of State, to meet before the General Assembly meets. And we have received letters from different state officials requesting salary increases. As I recall it, and please correct me if I'm wrong, what I'm going to ask is that there be, we ask each group that's here to give us any information they want. Usually we have information given to us by the Administrative Office of the Courts about salaries in other jurisdictions through the Center on State Courts. Is that correct, Marty?
If you're requesting that, I can get that for you.
Okay. Well, anyway, we usually, and we also usually get a report on the state of funds,
right,
which would come from Shell Nutt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yes. Yeah, Mr. Shellnut. So this meeting will be basically to make any requests for information you want, but also to acknowledge the requests by the different officials. And what I thought I'd do is start with, I noticed that the representative of the Judicial Council is here, Judge Keaton. You are, of course, representing the Judicial Council, and if you would, if you have anything other than what's in your letter, we notice, you know, that you're clearing cases, albeit COVID had a problem with that, right?
Yes,
it caused a big problem. If you'll take your seat at the end and speak into the mic so this can be recorded, or and please give us whatever summary of your request and any information that you can provide in support of that request.
All right. Yes, we did, despite COVID, we did continue the judiciary to close cases. Courts remained open. We used Zoom and other methods to continue to address the needs of the citizens who had judicial issues. Our request now is as a result of inflation. Governor recognized in February that, and granted a 2% increase due to the inflationary concerns in the population. And then later, and that was to all state officials, that did not touch the judges. Mm-hmm. And then 5% in May, a merit increase for state agencies. And we're just asking that we be included in those concerns, in those increases, because inflation, it affects us as well. And we continue to do the people's business, handling cases, and closing cases at a high rate.
Now, you're representing the Judicial Council, all the state circuit court judges, courts of appeal, and justices of the Supreme Court, is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
So, is there anybody else here? I notice Judge Harrison is here from the Court of Appeals, and I presume Judge Keaton speaks for you on this issue?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Anybody else? Judge Pierce?
No, ma'am. Judge Keaton speaks for me also,
okay,
and the rest of the circuit judges.
Okay. Thank you.
And let me say one more thing. Chief Justice
Kemp
would be here, but he's swearing in the new lawyers at this time.
actually, they're swearing in a whole slew of new judges.
Yes, yes.
I realize that. Well, thank you, and I would, in view of that request, we will take it under advisement, because I do think we need to get the information that we have traditionally been given by the administrative office of the courts, comparing judicial salaries at all levels, that is provided by the National Center on State Courts. Is there anything else, Marty, that you normally have provided? I thought that was everything. Okay, thank you very much. Yes, sir.
Madam Chair, has this issue been discussed in the past relative to why they were, that they were not included in the adjustments?
Well, because of this amendment, I presume, we are the only ones that can give them a change in salary. They are not under the executive branch. That would be my interpretation. Correct? Okay. And so that is the reason. It's not automatic.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Judge Keaton.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And to point out that there is a letter from the Chief Justice in our packet. Also, we have a request from the district judges. Is there a representative who wants to speak on behalf of the district judges?
I'm Kay Palmer with the district judge.
Why don't you come up and speak into the microphone, Kay?
My name is Kay Palmer, and I'm the executive director of the Arkansas District Judges Council. They believe that their letter stands for itself.
Okay. Thank you, and just for the record, they're requesting a total of 7%, which would be the 2% given by the governor in February and the 5% that was given in merit raises in May. Okay, that will be noted. Thank you very much, Judge. And the prosecutor coordinator's office, is there a representative on behalf of the prosecutor? Please come forward. And as you have a seat, and just tell us both of your names and who you represent.
Good morning, my name is Teresa Howell. I'm the president of the Arkansas Prosecuting Attorneys Association. I'm also the elected prosecuting attorney for the 7th Judicial District in Arkansas. I'm here with Matt Durrett, who is up in Fayetteville, Northwest Arkansas, and I have a couple other prosecutors with me today, and also our deputy prosecutor coordinator, Lori Compuris. First of all, we want to thank the commission for giving us the opportunity to present to you today and hear these requests. We support the judges' statements that have been made through their letter and then also their statements today. With the increase that has been requested, if you go back and look historically at your records, the prosecutors were brought into the commission in 2015, and that's when the amount was set for the 95% of the circuit judges. And so for full-time prosecuting attorneys, our salary has been set at 95% of the circuit judges, and then our part-time prosecutors, and we have just a few of those, are set at 85%, I believe, of our salaries, of the full-time salaries, but it's there in the letter for you. This goes back to the 70s, and the percentages have changed through the years. They've been higher, they've been lower, but then since 2015, when this commission came into play, it was set at that 95% of the circuit judges. And so we would ask for that to be recognized and approved as well. Again, we support everything that the judges have said with their caseload, what they've been dealing with, and inflation, and going through the COVID backlog, and they have worked diligently with that, and we have worked right there beside them as well. Mm-hmm. So we would ask that the commission take that into consideration and bring us up with the judges to that 95% if you see fit to increase that salary. So at this time, I would take any questions.
Any
we
questions?
Have historical data with us as well, if anyone has that.
Any questions? Okay, thank you very thank you. Much. I was thinking about going back to the issue of the caseload, and this would be, it'll be indirectly, obviously, affect prosecutors because any raise is dependent upon circuit judges'
yes.
raises. I would like to get from the AOC the number, the most recent numbers on case dispositions, and you know, for each judicial district, not just total. I know you said in your letter 93% moved through, but I'd like to have what you normally produce for the judicial annual report, as current as you can get it. I realize it probably won't have, well, I don't know, it might have 21, 22, I'm not sure. Whatever is the most recent. Thank you. Mr. May, you got anything you want to ask? Okay. Let me see what else. Let's see.
Madam Chairman?
Yes.
May I make a point of clarification?
Yeah.
I'll just do this quickly. The 5% the governor was not a merit raise across the board.
Oh, it wasn't?
No. What the governor did is said everyone was supposed to take, the agencies were supposed to take 5% of their salary budget and appropriate that for merits. So not everyone received 5%. Some received 1%, 2%, depending on merit. Just for clarification.
That's fine.
Thank you.
That's fine. Yes, you're correct on that. Is any other group present? I don't see a letter from any other group in the packet, but that doesn't mean there's not one. anyone else would like to speak to the commission and make a presentation? Well, thank you very much. What I think we need to do now is set a time that will be reasonable for us getting this other information and to reconvene and review that information and consider these requests and act on them. So if we can let Mr. Shelnut know that we would like him to come to the next meeting and bring his report on, I call it the financial state of Arkansas, the state of Arkansas, because that is always helpful in how we look at these issues. It's, once again, the issue of balancing the budget. So what I would like us to do for those who are here is to look at possible dates and then to have Dawn, for you to send out these possible dates to those who are not present to see when they can come. What I'd like to find out from Colonel House is, when do we have to have this decision made? How many days before the session starts?
Madam Chair, one decision needs to be made today,
okay.
And that's the per diem letter.
Okay.
Traditionally, this commission has just said follow the GSA
right.
guidelines.
Right.
That has to be done today because okay. it needs to be provided to them more than 90 days.
Okay, that helps me.
Yes, ma'am.
But there's no deadline on the others.
No, ma'am. As a matter of fact, the only thing that Constitution requires us to meet.
To microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's been a while since I've been in this room. The Constitution requires you to meet to consider salaries once a year, no less than once a year. You just met and you considered salaries, so you've met that requirement for this calendar year. But other than that, there's no deadline. You may or may not approve salary increases, decreases, changes at your leisure.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that. I knew there was some kind of deadline, but I wasn't sure what it was for. So let's go ahead and then we'll come back to what you've requested, which is
When did the raises go into effect last year that we made an adjustment on? I was trying to find that in my notes.
I believe it was the beginning of the fiscal year.
Mm-hmm. Which is June.
June. So it seems to me we have always traditionally made decisions before the first of the year, mm-hmm. as I recall it.
Yeah, I agree.
And gotten our business done. Mm-hmm. So what I'm thinking is we need to look at October, mm-hmm. And we like to, of course, use this room, and I would assume, of course, I know there are committee meetings, but I don't know if this room would be available. I guess we'll just have to find that out. Okay. And I presume Fridays are the best.
Doesn't matter.
Are they?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, and to give enough time for the information to get to us, I would say no, October 21.
That is a good day for me. Okay. The 14th is not.
Okay, well, I think, yeah. Okay, October 21, or let's look at the next Friday, which is
the
28th. Yeah. How do those dates look? So let's send out October 21 or October 28 to our colleagues. And I would also request that we, whatever the protocol is for requesting an appointment of a replacement for Mr. Banks, and who would that be the governor?
It is his appointment, yes.
Okay. I know everybody serves at the governor's discretion, so I will reach out and see about that as chair. So just it would be nice to have another mm-hmm. member of the committee on board. Mm-hmm. So I will work on that. Okay. So, the as mentioned by Colonel House, we have the letter from 2 years ago with the providing recommendations for the amounts to be paid to the General Assembly for per diem and mileage for 2021. This would be for 2023. And it's required under the Constitution that we make this decision today. And we have traditionally followed the recommendations of, I guess you would call that, the Federal General Services Administration for per diem and mileage. And I'm aware that's been pretty normal and standard in a lot of venues, not just our venue. So I entertain a motion to follow the recommendations on per diem and mileage reimbursement for 2023 recommended by the GSA.
Madam Chairman, I so move.
I second.
Thank you, thank you. Any further discussion? If not, I'll call a vote. All in favor of the motion as seconded?
Aye.
Aye. So we have approved that, and if a letter can be prepared, oh, thank you. This is great. I love it. I got my staff. No, I mean this sincerely, because we are using the Auditor of State staff, and so I'm going to sign it immediately. And it reminds me of the old days when the judge always had when the lawyers always had the order ready.
I was told that.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
And if you will provide have a copy for public record and also for all of us to have.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Okay. Is there any further business, new business? If not, I will adjourn the meeting until either October 21 or October 28th. Thank you very much for coming, and I'm sorry some of you had to travel so far, but we appreciate it.
Madam Chairman, would it be appropriate to make sure it's recorded in the minutes that appreciation
yes.
for retired Chairman Banks for the outstanding leadership that he has provided?
Absolutely. That is most appropriate, and I should have mentioned that. Chairman Banks has been the chair of this commission since it began. So in setting it up, in the administration, how to move forward, how to operate, Chairman Banks was pivotal. And I, on behalf of all of us and the Auditor of State and the state of Arkansas, I'd like it to be of record that we thank him for his public service in this arena, but also in many arenas where Chairman Banks has been active, and wish him all the best. And we will miss him. Mm-hmm. Thank you. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thanks.
The this has not been the Constitution and the FOIA.
Yeah, can we keep these?
They're yours.
Okay. That's right.